By this time, Gregorio Fuentes was my first mate. He'd take the dinghy partway out from the pilar and pull the fish off the boys' spears. The two older boys were tall enough to touch the reef bottom, but Gig was only 4.5 feet tall. He had to expend a lot of energy just staying afloat. Then, he hit on what he thought was a clever idea for storing the fish. He unbuckled his belt, passed one end in the mouth of the fish and out through the gills, and then rebuckled it. This way, he could catch 3 or 4 fish before he had to make the 50-yard swim back to the dinghy. After spearing 4 grunts, he noticed there wasn't another fish in sight. How could that many fish disappear that fast? Then he saw why. 3 huge sharks, each more than 18 feet long, were coming toward him in slow S-shaped curves. The scent of the fish blood was calling them. Gig screamed uncontrollably again and again, more terrified than he'd ever been in his whole life, even over the sound of the waves. I heard him. "What is it, Gig?" "Sharks! Sharks!" he cried. "3 big ones." "Okay, pal, take it easy," I said. "Throw something at them to get their attention and swim to me." He took the grunts off his belt and tossed them towards the sharks. Now, Gig wasn't much of a swimmer, but this time he made it to me in record time. I hoisted him up on my shoulders, which were barely out of the water with his weight, and started thrashing towards the dinghy. It was my body that was exposed onto the surface. They would get me first, not Gig. Sure, I was scared, but I had to save him. Gig snuck a look back and saw the sharks devouring the grunts. Then they turned and started towards us again. Finally, I grabbed the edge of the dinghy and Gregorio pulled Gig in. Then they both hauled me aboard just at the exact moment the first shark slapped against the side. Phew. Later, when Gig told me how he kept the dead fish on his belt, I gave him one hell of a bawling out. But it didn't matter. My boy was alive, and he knew I cared.